Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, RTE Concert Orchestra, they have the music of Quincy Jones happening, and it is happening tomorrow, which is going to be quite something. And we are talking Quincy Jones in a moment.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Chat to us today about your later life lending options.
This is the third year of Tesco Mobile not increasing prices mid-contract. 3 years of no annual price hikes. No mid-contract surprises for 3 years. To celebrate, save €320 on the iPhone 13. Only €129.99 on our €35 plan. Tesco Mobile. This is Supermarket Mobile. Applies to bill pay customers that sign up before 31st December 24. Phone offer ends 1st May 24. 24-month contract. T's and C's apply. See tescomobile.ie.
The Lotto jackpot is an estimated €8.5 million. Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Did I mention Quincy Jones? Nova. I have Ian Shaw with me now. He's breathed in on an air of happiness. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good.
It's nice to see you in this morning. Now, I better explain. You'll be starring tomorrow evening at the National Concert Hall with the RTE Concert Orchestra, Guy Barker conducting, and it's the music of Quincy Jones.
It certainly is.
Who is no stranger to you, which is very interesting to me.
No, Quincy, over the years, has been very... He's very interested in what happens around him musically all over the world. So he makes a point of wherever he is to sort of submerse himself, you know, into the music scene. And when he came to London, gosh, I can't remember, years and years ago, I was accepting an award, and he was... He conducted me singing Fly Me to the Moon in his purple Crocs.
No, yeah. You're serious.
And then we hung out with him afterwards, and then I've subsequently seen him since then. He's just a wonderful, life-giving force.
This is the thing. When you... Like, I have, and I'm sure you probably have, the great Frank Sinatra album with Count Basie and all that crap. And there's Quincy Jones, and all these great names. You go, this is ridiculous, all these people on the one album. Like, Quincy Jones has carried the way through. You think about his work, and then he would... get with Michael Jackson, he would do work. It's like the amount of people he's worked with at the very top level.
Yeah.
He astonishes me.
Well, it's the testament to his kind of absorption of what's around him. Because right from the beginning, you know, in the sections of the early big bands, the Lionel Hampton connection, then when he got into, little bit by bit, got into writing little squidges for things, and then suddenly he was writing a score for, you know, the Out of Towners, you know, with Jack Lemmon and Sandy Denny. And you think he actually moves along with the zeitgeist of the music, you know.
So his
latest, for us, you know, we're very proud of Jacob Collier, who's this ridiculously, supremely talented and very sweet man. I've just done a documentary on Swedish pop music with him. And he's got the same sort of mentality about music. You know, this is all kind of there's no sort of definitions of style, and yet each style is very beautifully homaged, you know.
Yeah.
That's Quincy.
It sure is. Taking a chance on love, that would be yourself, would it?
Maybe.
Let's find out then.
You Here I go again. I hear the trumpets blow again. All aglow again, taking a chance on love.
Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love.
I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try.
But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
Here I go again, I hear the trumpets blow again. All aglow again, taking a chance on love.
Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. I'm starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love.
I thought the cards were a frame up, I never would try.
But
now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Trumpets blow again.
Oh, Irene Shaw with me. Sorry, Irene Shaw with me. You were talking about Ronnie Scott. That's it. I've only been Ronnie Scott's. You were telling me a story. Please share with the two listeners.
Well, I went into Ronnie Scott's club in Soho in London with a funky band called Brave New World, which he'd heard on a cassette. That ages it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I think I did 2 weeks opposite. I think it was Horace Silver, and he said, "Do you sing the jazz standard songbook?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I can play around with them, but I'm a funky soul singer." And he said, "I can hear you doing these songs." So he made a list of songs for me to learn. And then 2.5 years later, I recorded an album called The Echo of a Song. Literally his childhood favourite songs, you know, things like "I'll Be Seeing You" and all those old 1930s and 40s classics. Sure. Yeah. So I owe Ronnie Scott everything, really.
That's amazing. I was in the club once in my life with a friend of mine who is a trumpet player and alleged. And we had the most wonderful Freddie Cole.
Freddie Cole.
The late Freddie Cole was playing. And it was unbelievable to the point that we were doing a radio show from London, and we went to Ronnie Scott's. I mean, we're out in the town. We meet him afterwards. We're chatting away. And we invited him in the following morning and said, "But he won't come." And he turns up. He's in BC.
Freddie's
it was a very memorable occasion.
Yeah, but, we had the same. Freddie and I had the same producer, Todd Barkin, in New York for 10 years.
He's
a lovely man.
But you're a beautiful man. You're immersed in this, though. I mean, because. You're right when you say you owe so much to Ronnie Scott, because it changed what you were and who you were.
Absolutely.
In terms of a career, and, you know, hence the Quincy Jones tomorrow night with the RTE Concert Orchestra. But so it opened up all sorts of doors, I suspect.
Oh, completely.
That mightn't have opened.
Absolutely, completely. Because then I played there maybe once or twice a year, and it was back in the day when you do, you know, 1, 2, 3 week seasons.
Like residencies,
there.
Yes.
Now you'll do sort of 2 or 3 nights, you know, which is great, because they've got a broader sense of programming now, you know.
Yeah.
But back then, I met Cedar Walton, the great pianist, and then I ended up doing some records with him in America. So it was a really good network of Yeah. Unlikely connections, you know.
But which brings us neatly back, if you will, to Quincy Jones and the fact that he has, you said he's kept up, and I thought this was fascinating. There's a great documentary on Netflix right now, I'm sure you've seen, where it talks about Quincy Jones, with Quincy Jones, but it shows you all the people he's been with over the years and the influence he's had. Mm. Like, you know, I mean, anybody who can be literally known as Q, who can be known by one letter, he's just an incredible character. And we go back, I love the Michael Caine story, do you?
Yeah, of course. And they share the same birth. They're exactly the same age. They share the same birth.
Same day. I just love that. And that link from
we will be doing that, by the way, tomorrow.
Will you?
Yeah, we're doing
on days like these.
I'm opening the show with On Days Like These.
Oh no.
In Italian.
Are you serious? Yes. It is one of the most beautiful songs.
It is. Matt Monro.
Yeah. And they tried to get rid of it, didn't they? They tried to stop it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. And also, I mean, Quincy then wrote that beautiful... I'm not going to... It's a spoiler, because I want people to come to the show.
Yeah. What did he write that was beautiful? Tell me what he wrote that was beautiful.
Well, he wrote...
Just you and me, Ian. You and me. What did he write that was beautiful?
Well, he wrote the Society song, with the Peckham references in South London.
Yes.
So he was very tuned in to what was going on around London as well.
But he's seriously tuned in.
Yeah.
And continues to be.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the mark of the man. And is he 91 now?
I think he's 93. Is he 92? 92?
Oh, is he?
Well, he's the same age as Michael Caine, whatever that makes him.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. We should ring Michael. Not a lot of people know. 91. Angela knows.
Thank you very much. 91.
Angela says it's 91. It is 91.
I'm adding years to Quincy.
Absolutely. We'll have to play On Days Like These. It's one of my favourite songs of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah. And do you know what it does? Whatever, but it just says summer to me or something.
It's very summery, isn't
it?
And singing it, it's you can sort of smell the lavender in the fields.
And you sing it in Italian.
I start it in Italian, and then there's a little bit which goes la 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 la.
I know that bit. I can do that.
Sounds like you've forgotten the words.
That's right. But hang on a sec. Actually, let's just get a bit of Matt Monro. Let's do this, because I mean, if we're going to do it, let's do it properly. I love Matt Monro. Here's another tangent for you. Speaking of Matt Monro and Quincy Jones, did you read the biography that his daughter wrote?
I did. Yeah,
one of the biggest books I've ever got in my life.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
It's very, very large.
It's wonderful.
Not as big as Barbara Streisand's, though.
I haven't even the doorstop book.
It's ridiculous.
I didn't. I don't. Have you read it?
Well, I've got it.
Right. Yes, the old. I've got your book.
It's a useful domestic thing to have.
It's an astonishing book.
Yeah.
I haven't read it. I'm like you. I've seen people try to carry it. Two men in a kind of a little...
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Meantime, Mr. Matt Monro.
Yes.
With mine. what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. I'd like to think you're walking by those willow trees, remembering the love we knew on days like these. It's on days like these. I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole. La la.
Trying to rob my sweets. You see that? You see that? You try to rob the gift, which is valued under €50, by the way, in case anybody is checking. Iveen Shaw with me. Now, that's Quincy Jones on Days Like These, co-written, and you're going to sing that tomorrow night at the...
I am. I'm singing it, just
and,
as it is.
Yeah, and the lyrics by Don Black.
Yeah, Don Black.
Who we got to talk to about a year ago.
Did you? A lovely, lovely gent, a true gent.
The lyrics, the songs.
Yeah, I know.
The history with these people.
I know, it's astonishing. And again, very kind of humble, you know, very kind of...
Very humble.
Lovely, humble London boy.
Well, I think in some cases, I often wonder, and you'd be able to better tell me this than I would even guess, that they, because of the background they come from, and sometimes I think even with their talent, they feel they got lucky.
Yeah,
Les Rabicus, Don Black.
Lionel Barthes as
well. Lionel Barthes. Yeah. They feel they got lucky. And yet you think, no, you had this great talent.
Yeah.
And thank God you were able to sell it and get it out there.
Yeah, sure. And his book is wonderful, his autobiography.
Who's Don?
Don Black.
Oh, yes, I know.
Which he wrote, and it tipped over into COVID as well.
It's wonderful.
So he's talking about, you know, how that affected him.
Yeah.
And sort of...
And again, we got to interview him down the line. Because we were over to do it, and he was sick. And the COVID thing, and just you couldn't be taking a chance. Yeah. You know, it's not possible. Now, listen, I was looking at what they used to call the discography. you've released a heck of a lot of CDs.
I know. I get bored. You know, I have to do another one every year.
Yeah, but I take it that you go all over the place style wise. I mean, you've Abbey Road sessions and all stuff in here, and this Greek Street Friday, which is
that's a new co-write with Jamie Safir, who's Kylie Minogue's right hand man.
Yeah,
and he produced it as well.
And you've also done the music of Billy Strayhorn.
Yeah, brand new Adventurous Dream, which comes out on PX Records in a couple of weeks, actually.
Comes out on my birthday.
Does it?
I thought I'd tell you that.
There you
just
go.
In case you needed to send me a gift.
With chocolates attached.
Fine, as long as they're under €50, we can accept them. But anyway, they're the 7th of June. That's an Adventurous Dream, it's called.
Yeah, Tony Kofi, wonderful saxophonist, he guested with me, and we played Daydream, the Strayhorn track, and he said, there must be more of these from Strayhorn, and we discovered this huge, not that huge, but enough to do a live album,
a double album, actually.
And we're touring that at the moment.
On the night, you're performing, Vanessa Hines is there, Dana Masters, the great Dana Masters, who's worked with a myriad of people, including Van.
Yeah, exactly.
Van Morrison, and Tony Momrad. But Guy Barker, what does he do in this Guy Barker chappy?
He is astonishing. He plays the trumpet. I'll call him and say, what are you doing? He said, I'm just scribbling. And then he'll come out with this huge orchestral work of immense beauty.
He's conducting.
Power.
He's incredible.
He is extraordinary. Yeah, he's kind of like a one man tornado, really.
It is, and you know what a joy for I was going to say for you to work with him, but for him to work with you too. No, but it's lovely because you bring knowledge to the table too. You bring knowledge but you bring experience. And you kind of go, well, I can do this, and what about? So that's very important because then there's the respect. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, Guy's been on many, many of my albums over the years, and I've guested with him. I played at the Albert Hall with him for the 60th celebration of Ronnie's.
Yeah.
We've toured the world together. The thing is, I was talking to another musician friend the other night. The thing about music is, when you get a bit older, you only really want to be on stage with people that you like, respect, but make you laugh as well.
Yes, that you're having fun.
There's this kind of very sort of metamorphosic filtering of people that do not make you laugh and you don't really want to be on stage with.
That's
and you don't have to say anything. You just sort of move away from them.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be a look, can't it?
Yeah, and Guy is just such a... He's just a spontaneous, wonderful musician, you know. He hears things that other people don't hear, but also his reference points are very kind of filmic. So he scores in the style of, you know, he can just do Max Steiner, or he can pull out a kind of whole big band section over with an orchestra backing, you know. It's an absolute joy to work with.
And he's worked with the RT Concert Orchestra before.
Yeah.
Have you?
I have, yeah, on a number of occasions.
They're quite something.
They are quite something.
I always sell them in a big way, but I sell them on the basis that I think they are quite something.
No, they really are quite something, and they can slot into any sort of genre,
they
any
surely
style,
can.
You know. But also, they are very nice people.
They are. You know? Do you not find that commonly? No.
No, that's not true. We have our own, you know, version of that
indeed,
orchestra.
Indeed. And not everybody's the same. And sometimes people can be very kind of sniffy.
Sometimes.
They can't. They are
very good fun.
Are you rehearsing today? Is this?
Yeah, we're rehearsing today and tomorrow, and then it's showtime tomorrow night.
So listen, you've mentioned on days like these, can you give me any other hints?
Of the show?
Yeah, just because we are talking Quincy Jones here, so any other hints? It's Soul Bossa Nova, not that you'll be... Well, they play Soul Bossa Nova, they must be.
Well, the thrill for me is to be able to sing Man in the Mirror. I shall never thought in my entire career that I'd be singing... I'm talking about them... Yes.
By golly, you've got it.
I've got it. It's mine. It's mine, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I get to do that. And also I'm doing the... I've been designated, Frank Sinatra connection. So I'm going to do Fly Me to the Moon and Come Fly With Me.
Oh,
those classic, you know, Sands arrangements.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know now I'm going to have to go search for them now. Which one? Will I do? Which one will we do?
Let's have Come Fly, if you've got
Come
it.
Fly.
Yeah.
Now, I may not have the sense, so let's see. But if I have Come Fly With Me, it'll give the sense off. And that, okay. There he is. Do we have the sense? I'm going to check. Just don't move it.
This is a fascinating visual process. Everyone in wireless land.
Come fly with me. Shall we go? Oh, look, don't move an inch.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra. People get in my room. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might hear all the angels cheer, because we're together, weather-wise
it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly, we'll fly. I get you up there where the air is so rarefied. We're gonna glide absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. Just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, now they do say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly.
Don't tell your mama. Come fly with me. Sammy Davis, you hear me? Sammy Cahn, Jimmy Van Heusen, but it's Frank Sinatra, Count Basie in the orchestra, and arranged by Quincy Jones. It is the biggest sound going.
It's massive.
That's going
it's
to be
massive.
Such a joy.
Yeah,
you've done this before,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And you'll be singing this tomorrow night with the, for the music of Quincy Jones with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. However, you met Frank Sinatra.
I did. It was just a complete fluke, really, because he was hosting a thing at the Serpentine Gallery in London when he was over for his last shout, you know, in London. And I was one of many people. It was almost like the kind of meeting royalty, you know.
Yes, I bet.
I had 3 seconds with him, shook his hand. He looked very, very polished, very tanned, a little frail, but he just looked very successful.
Oh, wow.
Seemed quite happy to be there, you know.
That must have been something.
And then when he died, this was pre-Jamie Cullum and Kurt Elling. It was just me and Georgie Fame, really, holding the male end of jazz singing up alive, barely breathing alive. I was the sort of spokesperson for his death on all the news stations, you know, Channel 4, BBC. I got a phone call in the morning. My manager was in Germany, and she said, right, you need to prepare yourself because old Blue Eyes is dead, and they syndicately want you to talk about him. So I was on air with Cleo Lane from the Stables and Hitchens from Washington. It was very weird and a bit scary. Then on the telly with Jon Snow, equally tanned and successful.
And
a lovely man.
Yes.
So very odd.
It was because of your history, because of your understanding of what Sinatra meant. So that's...
Hope so.
That's what, well, yeah.
Hope so. You know.
I don't think it was based on 3 seconds. I think it was
I'm very fast. Well, you saw him 3 times in a row.
I saw him 3 times in a row. I never met him. Never met him. I saw him at the Three Arena here with Steve Lawrence and Edie Cormier. I was very keen on Frank Sinatra. And remain so.
Yeah.
You're a gent. Listen, have a lovely... I know you're going across the corridor to rehearse with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. Love tomorrow night.
Aww.
It'll be terrific. Sadly, I can't be there. I'd love to go. But it's Vanessa Hines, Dana Masters...
Three superb
singers. And Ian Shaw.
Yeah. Best in his price range.
yes, keenly priced, is what we say. Guy Barker conducting, and it's the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. It'll be terrific. We will be playing at June from you. We have traffic to do, but I shall play. Will I go with Time After Time, which you do a very nice version of?
Thank you.
Or I Get Along Without You Very Well from Dr. Carmichael. Which one would you prefer?
Well, I Get Along Without You has the wonderful Phil Ware on piano, who's one of our dear...
That's a decision made, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keep the faith, Ian Shaw, and thank you for coming
in. Thank you so much, Matthew.
An absolute gentleman.
RTÉ Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Orla, good morning.
Welcome back. Thank you.
So, you had a lot of stuff this morning and bothering the roads as well. So, tell me the latest.
So, it's still very, very busy, and we're going to start off with Galway. There's a delay along Bohrin the Drav coming from the Coola roundabout towards the Money Vale Road junction. The South Ring Road in Cork is heavy from Junction 7 South Douglas right back to the Dunkettle interchange, where a crash has just been cleared. There's also a long delay along the M8 southbound heading towards the Dunkettle interchange. In Limerick, the Ballysimon Road is busy inbound between the old Ballysimon Road junction towards the Tipperary roundabout. And in Dublin, there's a delay on the N7 inbound from Junction 7 Kill to Junction 5 Ago, where a separate crash has just been moved to the hard shoulder. And the Crumlin Road is heavy coming from the Children's Hospital right through to the Sundrive Road. And finally, the Grand Canal will slow you down at each bridge between Parnell Bridge and Leeson Street. That's the latest traffic and travel news.
At each bridge?
At all of them. Right. At all of them. The whole lot of them.
Well, you certainly can't give it out. Fair enough. Okay. All right. Thanks, Orla. Are you back in the morning?
I am. Bright and early.
We'll be here.
I'll see
you then.
Talk
to you in the morning.
Bye.
Cheers for now. 9:26. Ian Shaw with us this morning. Very, very fine guest. Just enjoyed the chats. And this is his take, as he says, Phil Weir on piano. I get along without you very well. The old Hoagy Carmichael to take us up to 9:30.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, and I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I have forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I, to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? It's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. What a guy, what a fool am I, the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well.
I get along without you very well. That's Hughie Carmichael in Shaw, who's with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, Guy Barker, and a cast of thousands